97.5, The Fanatic.
What up?
Good morning and happy Saturday to you with D-Line. I'm Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. We're hanging out together until 8 a.m. this morning. And D, I've got to admit to you, I'm going to admit to you before I admit to everyone else. I sat there during the course of the sports pause and even, you know, after the NHL and the NBA return, I said, you know what? It's amazing how everything that's gone on recently has really put everything into perspective and everything's in its proper place. You know, where sports is maybe in the past taken an outsized level of importance in our lives. And you know what? Maybe setting your whole life around the football schedule is a like a silly way to go through life. And then on Thursday, with two teams that I didn't care about at all, I was glued to the couch for 4 hours just sitting there and watching as football returned. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. So, unfortunately, D, all of that that maturity and growth that I developed over the past several months has all eroded away as Eagle season approaches here. How you doing, D?
I'm doing all right. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I can't say that I was glued for the 4 hours. I kept clicking back and forth because, as you know, it's a challenge right now. You got to be able to go back and forth between a lot of sports action.
No doubt. Got to be quick on your feet.
There was good NBA that night as well on Thursday because that forced Thursday. Was that Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. So there had to be, I forget what NBA game it was, but I definitely was clicking with that.
Is that to force Game 7?
It can't be because Game 7 was last night, so it had to be the other series.
That must have been a little
so worse. It had to be the Lakers, which wasn't a good game now that I think about it, so I don't know why I was clicking around. Oh, then the Phillies were on, too.
Oh, that's right, the Phillies. Well, we've got to get to that whole mess in a second as well. But that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, geez, I knew going into it, I was like, the Chiefs could win this game by 30. It looked for most of the game that they were going to win by 30.
Well, actually, I got to tell you. So they throw the first touchdown pass. I get up to go do something. I come back, and the score was the reverse because they reversed that first one, and then the Texans scored.
Yes.
So
yeah, Texans scored first.
I got up for a minute, thought they were going to be up 7-0. I come back, and I'm like, how did that score flip the other way? You don't just give it to the other team.
Yeah, yeah. The bobble by DeMarcus Robinson in the end zone, and then you know they came back the other way. David Johnson having like his best run in 4 years or something like that. Yeah, it was.
But I would agree that you knew right away that it was going in the direction that you would have thought for defending champs.
Yeah.
What did you think of the fans?
Depends. Did you mean like the combination of fans
and
the cutouts and stuff like that?
The whole thing.
Yeah, that I thought that it was cool that fans were there in that case. Like, it looked to me like they were doing it as safely as possible. It looked like there were groups. Like, I don't know, definitely looked like groups. Like, people who came together. You know what I mean?
I went and looked more on Instagram, and actually somebody we used to work with was there. He's from Kansas City, and I guess he made the trek because he doesn't live there anymore. And when you saw photos from some of the people, didn't look... I wouldn't have been comfortable being that close to others. But... And it's very, you know, you can have to have a mask unless you're eating or drinking, which is an entire game for most people.
Well, right, exactly.
So
you just have a constant
stream. It didn't look like there were a lot of masks in photos. But now you could also be taking it off because you don't want it in the photo. But
it could be. And then the other thing that I was thinking is, you know, we've been talking about vocal projections as potentially being dangerous.
It's not good.
Are you going to... like have a sign up there that says please stop all cheering and yelling while you're eating and stuff like that.
We'll have golf claps in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think to some degree, here's my take on it. To some degree, if you are willing to go to begin with, I think that you understand that you're undertaking certain risks, period.
Of course.
I think that's it.
Yeah. And I think that some people are at that point in this pandemic period.
I think so.
Let alone, you know, we're talking specifically about going to a football game right now. But I think just in general that there have been people who have been moved. And part of it is trying to survive in society, whatever their job might be.
Sure.
So that I think is, but there is a big tilt for, in my opinion, or I feel that there is people who I'll take that risk. I'm not one of them, to be honest.
Right. I've heard you say that before, that going to a game is not high on your priority list right now from a safety perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that is something that the league is looking at, and they're glad that they're not making that decision. I actually think it's a pretty... people don't like it. I think it's a really savvy move by the league to say, it's up to you guys. Like, you know, you guys can do whatever you want to do. If you're Kansas City...
Well, because it washes their hands of it.
Right.
But let me just say, we're reading about MLB moving in on having a bubble situation for the postseason. That, to me, says the risk is still out there pretty
sure.
significant if you're going to those extents.
Or, as you've pointed out, the bubble system just works very well. Like, it seems like...
Yeah, right. It cuts down on having to postpone things greatly.
Right, yeah. And that's been something that Major League Baseball's already been dealing with. You've already got kind of a...
Well, look at how many games... They're playing these 7 games in Miami in such a short amount of time.
Going to run out of days.
And pitchers.
Well, you know, the Phillies know something about that, too. Yeah, as I said, we'll get to the Phillies in a second. But you talked about the crowd, Dean. It's so funny because that was something that I was thinking of, that the environment in Lincoln Financial Field will be so different.
Be dead. Well, I mean, they'll pipe in the noise, but...
Yeah, they probably will. But, like, even having 25% capacity there in Kansas City, fans became part of the story, like, made a difference, like,
sure.
That sort of... you noticed that they were there. We'll definitely notice that the Eagles fans are not there at Lincoln Financial Field, especially when you consider that's one of the better home field advantages in the league.
Sure.
It's like,
well, I mean, last night watching Game 7, which Toronto would have had in Toronto, and they were asked, Kyle Lowry was asked, you know, would that have made a difference? First of all, it was a close game, so anything would have made a difference, possibly. But knowing what that crowd did for them last year...
Hard to say no.
I mean, how can you not? Piping in noise is not the deal. I mean, that doesn't change it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There's no energy from people being there. And you don't look around and see anybody.
No, that's the thing. Like, the other thing is, a Raptors veteran-laden team. Now, the Celtics have gone on the road before, so they could do this to some degree as well. But part of being an experienced team is having been through every situation and having it be familiar and all that other sort of... The Raptors have hosted Game 7s before, and they've done really, really well in those Game 7s. You don't have that experience to draw on when you're going into a Game 7, but you're in a bubble in Walt Disney World.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't get that playoff savvy, you know, to draw back upon. So I don't know if that was the difference, because obviously Boston had to play there too, but it certainly didn't help.
The deeper team won. They'll have a better chance of having the best competitive Eastern Conference championship series.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, D, when you have a good news, bad news situation, what's your order of operations? Like, when someone's got to give you the good news.
Right, I know. I always say, give me the good news first. Most people say, give me the bad news, and then they'll try to figure out how good can the good news be.
Right. Does it offset it?
Right.
That's what I found myself in, actually, as we were getting ready for the show. Because the bad news is, the Phillies' big free agent acquisition, Zach Wheeler. What's happening? Losing a fingernail because he caught
put
it
on his jeans
because
he lost his balance and felt. But the worst is to actually read the description of first, that nail has been a problem in the past.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, and he actually puts, when I started to say, he puts hardening, kind of that polish that some people do to try to hopefully grow a nail stronger.
Sure, yep.
He's been putting that on. He's had the problem with this particular nail since spring training. And it actually comes off, the bed of the nail has come off mm-hmm. from the finger before, so it easily catches. And now they're wondering if it has to be surgically removed, which is... doesn't even do justice, I think.
My mind raced in, like, every direction.
Like, how does this happen?
Well, so that's where it goes first,
Where's the good news?
Like, well, we'll get to that. But the bad news is I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if he loses the nail, can he pitch while the nail grows back, provided that everything's, like, you know, covered up and taken care of, the risk of infection is limited? My second thought was, are they going to create some kind of bionic Winter Soldier situation in which they graft on like a synthetic nail or something like that?
And even if they did pitch. That, how quickly could you pitch with that? I don't know. I am telling you, when you read the descriptive copy of what happened and what it currently looks like or is.
Right.
It was hard for me to, maybe because I'm a girl and I know I go and get my nails done sometimes. And have you ever had it where you break a nail below
where it should be?
Yes.
Like where you
and
normally
it's so
clip it?
And it's so black and blue and painful.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is how it sounded in Wheeler's own words here.
I was putting on my pants and I stumbled and lost my balance a little bit, and my foot was going down while I was pulling my pants up, and so like the lip of the belt buckle area kind of just caught my nail because my nail was already raised. It was easy just to catch it and just rip it a little bit. That's what happened. I've always dealt with this nail thing. It's always been about halfway disconnected from my skin bed as it is, which means it's kind of prone to catch, but it never really caught and actually ripped off. I've had a couple of close calls, but it actually never has ripped off a little bit. It usually happens. It looks like a regular nail during off season, and then during spring training, it usually pops about halfway off. It's just what it is. I live with it now. I just got to deal with it. It hurts at the time, but I just go through it, and then it doesn't bother me for the rest of the season.
Okay, first things first.
You can't make that up. I'm just telling you. You cannot make that up.
I don't think that he has made it up. I know that I saw some people be like, really, putting on your pants? I'm like, listen, he's a major league pitcher. Wouldn't he say something different? Like, come on. Okay, so I think that that's what happened. Okay, so I hope that he heals up. It sounds very painful. I hope that everything gets taken care of there. Just one time, can't we get an experience where Andrew Bynum doesn't have a knee injury like that he worsens by bowling, or Markelle Fultz has this mystery shoulder ailment that affects 0.1% of the population, or Zach Wheeler hurts his nail when he's putting on his pants? Just one time, can't we have something work out where there's not some kind of insane injury?
No, this is Philly sports. We need something wacky to talk about.
At least Wheeler delivered prior to the weirdness coming to be part of the story. Not for this particular outing, but right. You know what I'm saying.
Do we know which nail it is? Is it the index nail or the middle? I'm picturing the middle.
It says
nail.
Middle.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's
what
how I read
picturing.
It.
It's all bandaged up and everything.
Yeah.
All right. So now my mind is like, was he in pain like every time he tried to throw like a breaking ball as he's like digging in his nails? It's like his nail popping up on every, not to be grotesque, but I'm like, geez, what's this guy been going through? I don't know, man. I don't know.
The bottom line is it so hurts their pitching situation. Nola was awesome.
Yes.
And it's a 7-inning game, so he has a complete game. 10 strikeouts, unbelievable. But doubleheader situation, you're relying completely on your bullpen. And
what could go wrong?
Well, you end up losing. And now they are only a half game in front of the Marlins with, where are we now? Five. Doubleheader on Sunday, Monday. Yeah.
That's where we are at this point. So that's the bad news. And before we get to the phones, I do want to cut this with the good news. And the good news is that you get positive news on the Eagles front that you didn't expect yet, or at least I didn't.
Rager.
The Jalen Rager's ready to go, apparently.
I know. I'm pretty fired up to see this guy speed, to be honest with you.
Me too. I'm excited to see a lot, because I am old enough to remember the draft when C.D. Lamb was, you know, the big one that everyone is talking about, and then the Cowboys get him. And then the Eagles took a wide receiver in the first round anyway, so everybody said, all right, now we're going to watch these guys go head-to-head. Justin Jefferson and Jalen Rager go head-to-head over the course of the next several years. And then, you know, those other teams, conceivably, were going to get to trot out their new weapons on week one.
And Eagles you were not. Wait. Right. But now you will.
Now you will. It's good news. That kind of came out of nowhere. How does something go from, like, a potential three-week injury to, like, yeah, he's ready for week one? He's going to be a full person in practice.
Youth.
It's amazing.
Some of those others are not so. Do you think you'll see Lane Johnson? You think you'll see Miles Sanders?
Miles Sanders, yes.
Yes.
Lane Johnson, also yes, but like I'm way less confident than I am in Sanders.
Did you find he had surgery not that long ago? Very disturbing.
You see that news dump? They just tried to sneak past us?
That's part of what I keep saying. This is a result of Zoom being the only access media has. This stuff leaks out eventually, but not when it should be known. You would not have been able to keep that a secret for as long as they did in normal circumstances. No way.
That's what I mean. Like, there's no one to say, hold on, time out of it. We'll talk about how excited you are to start the season in a second, but you want to run that by me one more time, that Lane Johnson
ridiculous.
Just had a minor cleanup surgery?
And here's my thing. Why is it always, that was bothering him at the end of last year. Why is it a number of, you think that just rest is going to heal it? But to me, it seems like too often, rest ends up not being enough, and yet end up doing some kind of surgery way closer to the start of the regular season than could have been possible. I mean, I'm not trying to put everybody under a knife, but why is the timing always not good?
Well, I agree with you, because I was thinking the same thing. I said, you know what? There's no such thing as minor surgery. People talk about there's no such thing. So every time you're doing it, you know, you can have complications. There just has to be some kind of cutoff date. We're like, all right, if I'm not feeling better by X amount of time, and that's a reasonable amount of time for me to rest and rehab or whatever, then let's get things done.
Well, the only thing I could say to that point, how does Lane really know if you're not having any kind of OTAs, you're not doing your football stuff.
Not testing it.
In the same way that once he got to training camp, clearly it was still bothering him.
610-632-0975. Eagles return tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We've got a ton of football-related programming this weekend that we'll get to here on The Fanatic. And, of course, we'll also address the Zach Wheeler injury further. Can't believe what you're reading. Well, neither can we, but here we are. It's a normal weekend in Philadelphia. It's D. Lineham and Joe Torti. We are taking you up until 8 o'clock this morning. Also be in the same spot tomorrow as a PSA. We'll also be on from 6 to 8 tomorrow.
We get to be the first ones to kick off Eagles.
There you go. We get the first word. Nat Marlowe's producing. We're hanging out for the next hour and a half or so. So keep it locked right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Joe Torti and D. Lineham on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Football returns. I'm ready. Are you? My casino and sportsbook app of choice, Parks Casino Sportsbook app, gives you the home field advantage based right here in the Delaware Valley. This Sunday, Philly is 5.5 points, the favorite at Washington. The over-under is 43 points. So many different ways to bet on all the games this weekend, not just the score. Bet on player performance, the halftime score, how many passing yards your QB will throw, how many rushing yards, number of touchdowns, and more. This season, bet online with a name you trust, Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in PA. The Parks Sportsbook app has easy deposit methods, fast payouts, great odds, and outstanding customer service. For new customers only, sign up now and get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time. A free $50 bet. No deposit required. Go to download the app, or you can go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code FANATIC. Limited time offer, new customers only, now up through this Monday at 11:59 p.m. Parks Sportsbook, bet with the home team, Philly's home team, sports betting app. Must be 21 and in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.